Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Service. Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, who is this?
Tyler, I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. You and I spoke here
Tyler.
A few weeks back.
Oh, yeah. I haven't forgot you.
That's good to hear.
In fact, I got my statements here. I was going to get them faxed here shortly, so...
Perfect. Yeah, I know. I hadn't heard back in a few weeks. I just wanted to see if the dump truck was something still in the pipeline there.
Yeah, right. No, again, but then again, I know I don't really qualify for that much of them. You know, I'm probably about around $100,000 a year. But, you know, I get, you know, like $15,000 or $20,000, but maybe even $15,000 or something. And another thing I was going to ask, do you know what the payment would be on that, $15,000?
If we were able to get you an approval there on the $15,000, it's just going to depend on, you know, the health of the business there and kind of, you know, basically just underwriters will take an assessment there of the current health of the business, and they'll get back with all the details as far as payment structure and all of that. I'm never going to give you an expectation on a number or a payback amount, and then I come back and it's not what you expected. But I understand
yeah.
Your sales are a little low there. But the good news is here is if you can get your foot in the door, get you an approval, even if it isn't $20,000, even if we could only start you off with $10,000, you get your foot in the door, you prove that you can make those payments, and we can look at refinancing options, you know, a few months down the road and allocate more capital for you at even more attractive terms there. But getting your foot in the door here, I know your guys' sales are a little bit lower than usual, but creating that relationship there early on and showing that you can make those early payments will kind of benefit you there in the long run for getting you some more capital.
Yeah, I see. Right there. Right. So, yeah, I'm not looking for anything fancy, anything. We're just trying to track all our, you know, like, we got a loader and a backhoe and we got two dump trucks. And getting our equipment here, you know, it's not like all new stuff either, but it all does the job. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're saying you can't tell anything until I send this paperwork back. So,
yeah,
so the bank statements are will be pretty important too. You know, if you're bringing in, I'm trying to think like $8,000 a month or something. But I don't know if that's much. I know because I hear on the radio sometimes you don't even qualify unless you're making, you know, $12,000-$15,000 a month or something you're taking in. So,
did I fax you the equipment application or the working capital?
It's I got it here in front of me. It's
Does it say merchant pre-qualification on top, or does it say commercial credit application?
A commercial credit application.
Okay. And you said your credit is in the mid 600s, right?
640.
Okay.
Middle 600s. And I know it's not like it. You know, I bought some equipment in the past through a leasing or something, a loader, and I paid those off. But that, you know, that was back in 08 or something when things were pretty easy.
Yeah.
For now, it's like money. Just I can't even go to a bank or something. I've been banking with these banks for years, and they do the same thing. So I think you got to have a 680 or something for them to even do anything.
Well, that's what I was just thinking here. With your credit where it's at, it might be a better option for you to apply for the working capital, just because they take more of the cash flow into account than the credit. That's
right.
Going to be.
Well, that's what I need. Just, I'm making money here, but I just, as far as the credit, or the credit report, not going to help me out, is what you're saying. That's what I'm thinking. It's kind of maybe why I'm kind of hesitant on this thing anyway, if I'm gonna even if it's a waste of time, then you work with people and it might you want somebody that's got everything, I don't know, whatever, maybe bringing more in or grossing more or the people like I call in and if they, and I want you're in the business, so I want you to say, hey, look, this isn't gonna fly, or there's no way we're gonna loan you, talk to me and say this is a small business owner and a couple employees or whatever, and he has been in business for 15 years, but he's not gonna be able to make the payment, but I know you have underwriters too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you being a loan officer, you're supposed to know what they're looking for,
Exactly.
I
would say with the credit situation, you're going to have a much better shot of getting an approval on the working capital. But I would say if you can get approved on the equipment, they're going to be more and more attractive rates. They'll be able to have much longer terms. The rates are much lower. But like I said, the credit is the biggest factor that they look at. What I can do here is, this is what I'll do. I will go talk to my underwriters and see if it's in the realm of what we might be able to get you approved for on the equipment. If not, what I will do is the fax number still 208-773-5747?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is what I'll do is I'm going to check with them and see if it's worth even submitting on the equipment side, because if it's not, what I'll do is fax you the working capital application, and you'll probably have a much better chance of getting the approval there. It might be a little bit more expensive just because it's unsecured cash, but what that does is get you your foot in the door. It gets you some capital. You can use it to get that dump truck. Or did you have maybe any other opportunities there for the business that you could utilize that cash for, or was the dump truck your kind of number one priority right now?
That's the probably the main thing right now. The equipment. So.
Okay. Right now. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think here. If we can get you in the door, if we can get some capital to you, if you can utilize that for the business and make a profit and it makes sense, then we can look at it. Before I even send you the app, I wanted to check to see if did you have a pretty good idea of what the actual score was there for your credit?
Well, again, I'm saying about 640.
Okay, 640. Okay. What I'll do there is go over there and check. I'll try and give you a call here before I head out to lunch. If not, I'll give you a call right after and see if that's in the realm of what usually they'll accept. If not, I will fax you the working capital app. If you can fill that out and get me the list of what else we would need, we can look at an approval on that side of our programs.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever you think that's going to work. And in the meantime, you can talk to them and, again, see what this is worth doing or whatever. So.
Okay. Well, I'll put in some work here with the underwriters and see what we can do for you, and I'll try and give you a call here by the end of the day and kind of give you a quick update. All right, Jim?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, appreciate it. All right, Kyle.
No worries. Yeah, we'll be in touch. Bye.